Can you hear me? Okay, this is about threads. As most of you know, I'm an embroiderer by inclination, and threads are important to me. And when I was thinking about the reunion, I thought, how can I bring in my threads that I do all the time? So the thing is called threads, but it's nothing to do with embroidery. You must write it down, they said, your history, or it will be lost. They have no idea. How could they know? It's all different now. A new language, a new perception. Why tell of this patchwork of events stitched together by the threads of living, adding on, adding more? Nothing needs to be told. I smile to soften the rejection. Maybe one day. What was it like, Nana, grandson said, when you were little? How possible is it to visit past times, times past? Can any generation overlap the future? The truths of today are other realities when told in another time, another setting. Over the page, would you believe? Similarities abound, echoing across the years. Family likenesses, aptitudes, instant rapport when we meet. A tie recognised. These are the threads that bind, knotting the ever-expanding network, connecting family, an inborn heritage, often unknown. Memory threads its way through strange dreamlike waters, bright surface sparkling summer days, careless, carefree laughter, fun, uncomplicated expectations, basking in the warm cocoon of smooth, untroubled seas. Storms of war, shattering peace, recede into history. Everyday life carrying us along, buoyed by the constancy of love, weaving through waves of decisions, endlessly repeating. Dark shadows of hurts, failures, grief, despair, and old angers lurk in chilling deeps, revisited unwillingly. Cresting, crashing, driving waters implacably sweeping, displace old securities, forcing new adaptations, new places, new learnings, other companions. Gain and loss, ebb and flow, hurrying past, subsiding in a strange silence. Time has lent a distance so long, so far. The dream lingers in the morning calm. Fuzzy-edged memories reluctantly fade before the reality of this new day. Soon, maybe, I'll write the unwritten tale. Those threaded memories of my life weave in the tales told to me, that long-ago girl child who said, what was it like, Nana, when you were little, in the olden days?